Dorothy Kane with eSystem South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. Let's talk some more about George. Besides the military question and the education question, the other thing that I wonder about is his health. Obviously, I don't think we see eye to eye on this because clearly some time back, he went for a medical procedure and I formally withheld my authorization as his dad, and that was ignored. Clearly we don't play on a level playing field, and that or obedience to the Lord. Clearly, obviously, that's who cares about that, right? But I am concerned about his health because I think about the things I used to do. I describe myself as having a fairly severe case of Benjamin Button disease because I am just, so much healthier than before. And I surely understand that something could happen and I could go downhill quickly. But, anyway, I'm just, I would like my family, and in this particular case, talking about George, to have that kind of problem, to be able to say, yeah, I'm quite healthy. Some of the things that done a little study on is obviously, there's the issue of glyphosate that's in put in a lot of foods, and of course the big deal is it's a carcinogen. Well, that may indeed be true because I do understand that Monsanto tested it for 3 months and destroyed the animals, the rats and whatnot. Whereas in Europe, they tested it for 6 months and they had all the cancers and so forth. So, you could say, yes, we tested. And so this is the scientific fraud. But I think the bigger thing about glyphosate is glyphosate in your cells mimics glycine. That is something that is in your cells that your body needs, and the glyphosate mimics that. And the thing that's so phenomenal is that when you put it in your body, you have a deformed cell because it used glyphosate instead of glycine. And when that cell gets replaced, if you don't have the glyphosate in you, you end up with healthy cells. So simply avoiding that, over time, you get healthier. It's just remarkable. And I would suggest I've seen it myself. That's maybe one of the many things. Obviously, you can go through the same story with GMOs and so forth. One of the other things is so interesting is plastic. Because, there's a whole lot of discussion about what it's doing to the environment. But what about what it's doing to you? Apparently, there's a significant amount of plastic that gets into your body and stays there for a long, long time. And this becomes a significant problem. Yes, I still have plastic all around me, but far less than most, And I think it's helped me. So things like this impact my son George's health. Clear evidence, apparently over the last 20, 30 years, whatever it is, the male sperm count has dropped to like 40% of what it was. I mean, that's significant. And that changes not only reproductive rate, and it changes attitudes. And it is a concern because this is my son we're talking about. And, obviously I have other sons. My suggestion is that the reason things happening is not simply because of, part of it is, we can make more money if we use plastic than glass, for example. Or we use glyphosate. They use glyphosate. They spray it in the field just before harvesting in order to kill the plant. So it makes harvesting and processing easier. Which puts a higher concentration in the food you eat. If you eat food, So there are a whole bunch of things that are done by that for economic reasons and so forth. But I do think there's another factor here. It's called genocide. The evidence of it is overwhelming. There's the genocide aspect, and there's the aspect that is described quite well, as I've mentioned several times in Brave New World, the idea of putting a caste system into the world, but doing it chemically and biologically rather than doing it through a religious methodology. These are the things that my son George is going to have to tackle. It's going to impact his health. It's going to impact him significantly. And there's somebody who cares about my George, and that's his dad. So I want to encourage him not to be a killer by joining the U.S. military, not to be credentialed, but can think, and to be healthy, not part of the Delta class, which is a reference to Brave New World. This is my desire for my son, George, because I love him. And one other thing for George. My assumption is, well, clearly he's reached his 18th birthday, and he assumingly is graduating high school. It could be that he will be no longer under the care of his mom. And if he wants to take that freedom and come see his dad, the door is open. Of course, that's true with all my kids, but clearly that has been restricted because the one attempt I did have, I don't remember all the details, but the time I went to Philadelphia, I did try to see if I could see George, and I was denied. But when George becomes free, he's invited, because George is my son, and just as to him and all the other kids, my home is your home. I've said that for years. I will not cast you out. You're welcome here, with the full understanding. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I will proclaim it, no matter the cost. Obedience to Christ means something. And one of the commands is to love, an example that he doesn't see lived around him. George, my son, I love you. Dorothy Jane, George's mom, and my wife. I'm intensely in love with you.